Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Fantastic stuff. Good afternoon to you, Yulia.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Doing well. Doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Well, we're talking about mental health issues this afternoon, and these may be transitory or of longer duration, with the symptoms ranging from mild to episodic to severe and ongoing, such that students may sometimes require academic accommodations at times. Now, in today's conversations, we want to discuss the impact that mental health issues may have on learners and how they, as well as their educators and guardians, can navigate this space. Now, Yulia, what kind of mental health issues might commonly affect young people of school-going age?
School age?
Yeah.
Well, the main mental issue is codependency.
Okay.
I don't talk about heavy pathologies, yeah? Okay? Because usually it is a case for psychiatrists. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a counseling psychologist. Mm-hmm. But I deal with codependency issue. Briefly, codependency children develop in, start developing in early childhood, and then they carry on developing during the childhood. If they grow in stressful environment, and the reason for stressful environment is abusive parenting, when parents are very domineering, shouting, criticizing, and they do not respect children, not encourage them, and they don't help them, because children grow gradually. Children become adult very slow, during 20 years. So they need support. When parents sit next to the child and help to do homework, sometimes if child needs, but first 3-5 years they really need, then but respect, love and respect, it's number one condition to help children to develop healthy psyche, healthy brain, and never have codependency. Codependency, it is a group of wrong mindsets. And the main mindset is, I'm not good enough. Now, imagine if someone criticizes you every day and never tell you how you are good and what you do good. Then you feel that you are really not good. And children trust parents 100%. They trust what they say. And the attitude of parents becomes children self-esteem. How I treat my child, then child treats themselves same way.
Okay. Now, how does a learner's mental health affect their academic performance?
Well, a human being has different kind of intelligence. One of intelligence is academic intelligence. There is practical intelligence, physical intelligence, emotional intelligence, how to deal with feelings, practical, how to deal with problems in physical world, to fix something, to cook, to do something by hands. Physical intelligence, how you deal with your body, and academic intelligence, how you learn. how you absorb knowledge, how you study at school, then in university. Of course, when parents suppress children, when they don't respect them, when they abuse them, all in kind of intelligence will be suppressed, including academia.
Oh, okay.
And so,
quite interesting.
So, and it affects performance. Mm. That it's like we can compare academic intelligence suppression, like you see it maybe in dark room, and something heavy is on the top of you, like you don't see clearly, you don't hear clearly, you don't think clearly. Everything is suppressed.
Mm.
Yeah, like all processes in our brain become slower. And when parents are abusive, critical, they see child doesn't perform and they put more pressure and make it even worse. Now, imagine if you do something and someone is always pushing you without respect. Yeah, you must, and punish you for anything you do wrong. Mm. We all do mistakes.
Yes, true.
For some reason, parents expect from children to be perfect. Not so. Children must be perfect. If they're not perfect, we punish them, even physically. What a physical abuse suppress very strong, very much. But emotional abuse also very, also very strong.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, is it possible, Yulia, to compartmentalize such that a learner can isolate their academic endeavors apart from other things which may affect, you know, their mental health? How is that possible? Is it actually even healthy to actually do that?
Excuse me, I didn't understand your question.
Oh, I'm saying, is it possible to compartmentalize, you know, to put things aside as a learner, to isolate their academic endeavors apart from other things? So if, for instance, a learner at home, they were not treated well by the dad or the mother and said something hurtful or painful, they put that aside on the mind and actually try and focus on the work at hand without dealing with that. Is it possible to do that? And is it actually healthy for a learner to do that?
So you ask, can a child to ignore abuse and still perform?
Yeah, I'm saying for that moment. So they've had a problem and they're saying, you know what, for now, let me actually focus on my studies, but this I can deal with at another time. Is it possible that they do that?
What age
this is a
do
school,
you mean school, when you ask this question?
School-going child.
From 7 years old?
Yeah.
Very good question. The younger is a child, the more difficult for that, because someone has to show example to the child what to do in this situation. Someone should teach the child what to do, because child doesn't know what to do.
Because
if it is painful, child is crying, or child is sitting emotionally paralyzed, doesn't think clearly and doesn't want to do homework. Yeah. Yes, it also depends on temperament. More extroverted children, they are more positive. Yeah, their nervous system is stronger. They can recover faster, from abuse. they can run around and feel better. Actually, when you, any age, yeah, if you do something physical, exercise, run, walk, your emotions, negative emotions, goes away. Yeah, why we need to exercise every day? We actually release stress. So if child is active, he can intuitively, yeah, quickly forget and start doing homework. But actually, what works when someone offends you, someone abused you with criticism or raising voice, you need to redirect your thoughts. By saying yourself,
yes, yes.
Well, I can't change my parents, but tomorrow I must go to school.
True.
I better do my homework. But do you believe that a 7 years old child can think like that?
Okay.
Only if someone taught him and showed him example, because children become humans by watching their parents. And if parents are abusive from child's childhood, there is no chance for the child to develop such thinking. Yeah. It's hardly rare that child can be positive himself. Yeah.
Where's the window shut?
Yeah.
You see, parents is an example. It's God's plan. Child is growing in the family, and family, it is a role model for the child. Mother and father and siblings, all the siblings.
Now,
yes, if family is big,
yes,
and someone is positive and can cope in such environment, then younger children can copy them. And older siblings usually often support younger children, support them if parents are abusive. So there is more chance that child can learn, okay, well, I can't change my parents.
Yes.
I better do my homework. But usually when child is suppressed and full of negative feelings and feel not good enough, it's actually blocking. All negative feelings have blocking effect. Yeah. When you are blocked, you are like paralyzed. You can't do anything. Child can sit and just look at the window, for example, and he can't overcome. Yeah, he can't cope unless someone older can help to feel differently. Someone cheer the child. When child is happy, child can perform. This is a psychological law. If you are happy, you are full of energy, you can perform anything.
Yes, yes.
If you are down, if you feel down, you can't perform.
True. That's very true. That's very true. Now, before we close off our conversation this afternoon, Yulia, are there some mental conditions that are easier to ignore than the others?
To ignore?
Yeah.
Can you explain what do you mean?
Are there certain mental conditions that are not easy to, you know, mental that are easier to, so there are different mental conditions, isn't it? So the child will
be, they are different.
Yeah, so there are different mental conditions. Others you can ignore. Others you can't ignore. You've got to attend to them. And others you can just leave unattended. Is that possible to leave others unattended and others attended to?
Well, I can't say that there is a condition what we can ignore. Yeah. For example, if codependency is very high level, children can develop OCD. Obsessive compulsive disorder. what consumes lots of energy, yeah, when it's repeating actions, yeah, all the time. Washing hands, put everything in certain order, yeah. It consumes time and energy. It seems like, for example, child make a order on his table or desk, yeah. He put too much time and energy for that, and he's exhausted. So no mental conditions what you can ignore. But I can say that parents ignore mental conditions when there is no extreme point. Yeah, when it is not extreme. Are you with me?
Yes, I am with
when
you.
When it is extreme, yeah, mm-hmm. level, mm-hmm. then parents start worrying and go to specialists, to psychologists, and psychiatrists, etc. And codependency, not many people knows about codependency and how parents easily develop codependency in children. As I said, first of all, they develop low self-esteem, yeah, and emotional codependency they just become very sensitive, silly, offended. When we jump from one extreme to another extreme, like no balance, yeah, no balance in life. And we carry this codependency to adult life forever, yeah. But usually parents don't know about that. They just develop it without knowing that. They are not aware. And self-esteem, it's foundation of your success in life in any area, yeah, of life. But usually the parents are not aware how they raise codependent people. And the number one symptom of codependency, it's addiction. So if you're codependent, you will have some kind of addiction to comfort yourself when you feel down. Children eat sweets, for example, too much sweets.
Yeah,
or play games. Yeah, they comfort in themselves. But when they become adult, when we become adult, we have more different addiction, like adult people. Alcohol, smoking. But the root is in childhood. And alcohol, smoking, gambling, and other addictions, sexual addictions, food addiction, yeah? They also consume our time and energy and push our performance down.
Okay, yeah. Well, Yulia...
So I can say parents raise, push children to addictions without knowing that. And we need to educate parents. About that.
Yeah, true. Well, Yulia, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. It's been a fantastic time talking to you, and thank you so much for the insights that you have shared with us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. You are welcome. Can I say the solution?
Yeah, please do.
I would like to share the more general principle for children who go to school, yeah, and for students. We need to analyze. If something is not in my control, I don't worry about that, and I don't waste my time to change it. If it is something in my control, I will put efforts to that.
I see.
But you see, the 7 years old child or doesn't know this principle yet. Someone should explain it. Even many adult people, they don't know about that. They worry about things they can't change. And things what they can change, they don't change. Because it's imbalance, yeah?
Yeah. Wow.
What we develop in childhood. And it's not parents' fault. Parents also didn't choose their parents if their parents abused them in childhood. Also were babies. But when you become adult, we need to take responsibility to treat our mental issues as codependency, because it is possible. It's treatable.
Yeah. Beautiful. I like that you're saying that it is treatable. Well, I must thank you once again for your time. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Have a great afternoon further.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.